Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. It is me, Molly McCord, and you are here, and together we're going to talk about the astrology and energies of this week. And it's officially the Sun in Sagittarius territory. Oh, I'm excited to talk about this and to just kind of change the energy around in what we've been experiencing. If you are brand new to this show, welcome and thank you for connecting and being here. The easiest way to follow along is by subscribing, whether that is through Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or wherever you listen. And that's because you will get notifications when there are new shows. And I do special episodes at times, so you will hear about those and you won't miss them. Typically, this show airs every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. I did a special episode last Friday that's about the reality of being a professional astrologer. It's titled, Are You Embarrassed to Be an Astrologer? And that was a really fun topic for me to share with you. A little bit of the behind-the-scenes stuff that happens in this realm, the people you connect with, the great things about being an astrologer, and some of the tough things, too. So check out that episode because I think it's nice to just kind of hear more about what it means to do this and to help people. So we are officially in Sagittarius territory because the sun has entered Sagittarius today, November 22nd, 2017, and Neptune is stationing direct at 11 degrees of Pisces. Neptune has been in retrograde since June when it was at 14 degrees of Pisces. So I'm going to touch on that as well in this show. Today is also a double master number day, 1122. So it has a lot of powerful energy, and maybe you're feeling that on some level. Hopefully you've even felt that you've turned a corner. And this is why. Because we've been in a lot of Scorpio energy. And it's important to have the Scorpio energy. It's important because it adds an important dynamic and understandings to who we are, how we are affected by other people, what we're learning from other people. It usually brings up the lessons in contrast. It shows you where you feel passionately about something, where you want something. And it also helps you understand more about your emotional undercurrents. Because Scorpio is a very emotional sign, and it is a water sign. It has intensity to it, and there's that passion. There's even a force of nature with Scorpio. And we've had a number of planets in that energy, plus we had that really powerful new moon in Scorpio last week. And so all of this energy could have felt kind of swampy. That was the word I was hearing, swampy. You know, where you're just kind of plodding along and you're going through these feelings and everything feels so deep and maybe dark and intense and personal. And you're like, when am I going to get out of the swamp? I'm getting the image of the Lord of the Rings where they're in the swamp. I know, random. Anyways, that kind of sense of you're like you're alone in your own personal swamp and what are all these feelings? And it's like it's also kind of a quicksand where you try and get a grip on something and the emotions pull you down. It's like there's that undertow, the rip current of what's happening underneath. Now, as hard as this is at times, and believe me, I am with you there on how this stuff can be hard because it's really working with our deeper fears. One of the gifts of Scorpio is that it does show you more about your emotional truth and the wisdom of your feelings and what your intuition is telling you. So it has a lot of good insights for us when we go into it. And now, after going through the swamp and the mud and the fears and the crud, we rise up into Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is a fire sign. It's a mutable sign, which is all about change, adapting, looking at your possibilities and potentials. And when the sun goes into a fire sign, it lights us up. So we were just in the deep waters of Scorpio, and maybe you're feeling a little wet, right? And now you're going to dry off and warm up in Sagittarius. And one of the things, the connection points I like to make between Scorpio and Sagittarius is that not only are they about others and relationships, they're about truth. Emotional truth in Scorpio and the bigger truths that have meaning to you in your life. So that's really what's being highlighted right now is the truth, right, for you. The truth of your feelings, the truth of your heart, the truth of your fears, the truth of your ego, the truth of your shadow self. And now as we go into Sagittarius, it's the truth of your light and the wisdom of what you've been learning and understanding about yourself. So with the sun in Sagittarius, we rise up into the light, we get warm, we dry off, we shake it off, we dance, we look for things to celebrate, we look for ways to find our happiness again, and to find something that we really can believe in that lights us up, that ignites that inner spark. So this is a good change, and you think about it as so timely and how it's connected to the holiday season. So I love how the astrology matches up with what we see out in popular mass culture, because it's a great way to make connections between the real world and astrological energies. So here in the United States, we're coming up to the annual Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday, November 23rd, followed by Black Friday and the shopping craze, the shopping mania. These are both wonderful depictions of Sagittarius energy, because Sagittarius is all about going big, okay? It's like you prepare the feast. It's a holiday. Thanksgiving in the U.S. is a holiday that accentuates feast and famine. The feast at your table with your friends, your family, your loved ones, and then perhaps even a greater awareness of those who are hungry, who are homeless, who need support, those who need to benefit from our prosperity and everything that we have. So Thanksgiving highlights this whole Sagittarius energy of eating big, going big, big portions, big laziness, right, where you just don't want to do anything. You want to kick back and relax and veg out and, you know, watch football games or TV. And then followed by the huge shopping craze of big discounts, big deals, big ways to save money, and on it goes. It's like there's just so much here around exaggerated energies with Sagittarius, the sun in Sagittarius. Look for this and you'll find it. You will see and you'll make these connections of the exaggerations. And so this is how the sun in Sagittarius energy starts, with the Thanksgiving and the shopping and the spending money and doing everything on a bigger scale. Then as we move into December, we also have the theme of belief systems and how different cultures, different religions, different spiritual teachings celebrate the holidays throughout the month of December. And that's a wonderful way to look at Sagittarius energy, too, is the different belief systems we have all over the globe. We know Christmas as a big holiday in December, but not everyone is a Christian. Not everyone believes in Jesus Christ. We have Hanukkah. We have Kwanzaa. There's Boxing Day. You know, there's other holidays that are celebrated that are about embracing different meanings and belief systems that people hold. So that's what December shows us, is where do we find meaning in our lives? How do we believe? And then we take it into a personal level and say, well, how am I believing in myself? And how do I find meaning in my life? Sagittarius also happens, you know, obviously towards the end of the calendar year. And so we look at the bigger picture of what did I learn in 2017? What have I experienced this year? Where have I been growing? What has come to my awareness? How can I see it from a higher perspective, a higher vantage point? And what parts of that really connect with me that I take forward? Sagittarius is a seeker of knowledge. It's understanding how there are different ways of experiencing our lives, our worlds, just everything around us. And so you then pick what fits for you. And you also want to maintain an open mind. And you can have your opinions, and you know other people are going to have their opinions. And because it's a fire sign, it will fight for its opinions. It will feel strongly. It will feel righteous. It will feel that sense of this is morally sound. This is ethical. Sagittarius is about the law and legal fields. It's about publishing and sharing knowledge, sharing teachings. It's about higher education and how we learn, how we accumulate knowledge, how we then use that knowledge to give back to more people. So the Sagittarius energy really asks us to open up our minds and to keep them open. No matter what you believe, what your opinions are, you're always going to see differences. And how can you stay strong within yourself amongst those differences? So the Sagittarius energy is big. We've already had Mercury in Sag. He's already at 22 degrees. And he's going to station retrograde December 3rd at 29 degrees of Sagittarius and stay retrograde until December 23rd. So the Sagittarius energy is going to be strong throughout December. We also have Saturn in Sagittarius, where he's been since late 2014. And so as the sun in Sagittarius traverses through all 29 degrees, 30 degrees of Sag, the sun is going to be highlighting what you've been learning through Saturn in Sagittarius. And it's going to feel like a review because of Mercury in Sag being retrograde, a revisit of lessons, a checking in of what you have acquired and how you've learned, how you've gained, how you've come to understand something. And there's also a completion energy in December of your Saturn in Sagittarius energies. So that's a big signature of the month ahead. And it's just getting started because as the sun enters a sign, you know, the sun is the biggest life of our solar system. It is the biggest, it's the biggest light. It just shines and highlights what the other planets have been doing. So when the sun moves through and traverses this territory, it's really going to highlight like a spotlight. It's going to shine a spotlight on this area of your life that Saturn has been bringing you lessons, understandings, perhaps challenges, perhaps delays, perhaps feeling alone. This is what Saturn does to mature us and to maintain our own self-respect and responsibility. Saturn transits in your personal chart can be difficult, depending on where you are in your maturing process, meaning, okay, can you handle some things on your own? Can you carry the weight of them? Even when it gets tough, even when you have to do it on your own and stand on your own 2 feet and no one's around to support you, being your own adult, it's taking care of your commitments and your responsibilities. So in your chart, in your natal astrology chart, wherever Saturn is transiting is the area of life that you have had these lessons, these tests, and these responsibilities show up. Now the sun comes through, and remember, the sun brings the warmth. So Saturn can be cold, but the sun is going to defrost it and warm it up. And so because of that, you could feel a relief, you could feel like a graduation, a happy completion, an understanding, a truer sense of who you are. The sun brings the warmth, and it can help you feel good about what you've been learning and how you've grown. So this is a transition point, as it is every time of the year. I do think we're going to feel it even more when Venus goes in to Sagittarius the beginning of December. So then we will have four planets in Sagittarius. Now, it is wise to not go overboard. Don't go too big with your spending. Don't go too big with eating, with your commitments, with doing too much, saying too much. One of the things that Sagittarius does well is it can go overboard, and you want to be able to rein it in as needed. Now, Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter, and so then we look to where Jupiter is for more information. Well, Jupiter is in Scorpio. And remember, both Scorpio and Sagittarius are concerned with the truth. So expect more truths to be revealed, secrets to come up, stuff that's been hidden to be brought up to the surface, to look at where you are within yourself on that level. And what have you been trying to hide from yourself? What have you been trying not to see? What have you been trying not to feel? That is going to come through. And the beautiful thing about that is that it's going to be a purging, a release. And that's really the only way transformation happens, is you have to get it out. You have to feel it. You have to have that come and be right in front of you. And maybe it smacks you up the side of the head or it does something to get your attention. But it's meant to help you with your own truth. So I would say that it's time to embrace and open up to more of those messages. Now, the other thing we have happening this week is Neptune in Pisces is stationing direct today. That is Wednesday, today is Wednesday the 22nd. And it's at 11 degrees of Pisces. And it is the second slowest moving sign in our solar system. The slowest is Pluto and then Neptune. So the Neptune transits work with us slowly. And when it stations direct, when it changes direction from our viewpoint here on Earth, that's what's fascinating, is that the planets never really change direction. It's just what we see here from our vantage point. When a slow-moving planet changes direction, it's a slow process. So all this week, the Neptune influence is really heavy, which means it affects your sleep, your dreams, your meditation time, perhaps feeling tired, you need a nap, maybe your head or part of your energy feels more foggy or fuzzy. Keep in mind that Neptune in Pisces is the ocean, and you can either feel like you're drifting on the ocean aimlessly or that you're swimming in the depths of the ocean aimlessly. It is a really ethereal, easy for me to say. It's an energy that's so out there. It's other realms, spiritual growth, spiritual understanding, things you can't touch, things that take you out of the real world. Neptune in Pisces is meant to help you rise above and look at what you're learning. It's your psychic development, your intuition, that what the vibes you pick up, the feelings, the stuff that's happening that you're just sensing. Neptune in Pisces is your higher self that's guiding you forward when you cannot see the terrain. And you are meant to be doing more of the trusting and the faith and looking at how you can maintain your sense of trust in what you can't see. Because it's so easy to go into feeling powerless, to feeling lost, confused, separated, a victim, blame, self-pity. All of those energies are strong too. So right now, with this planet stationing direct, it's like we feel like we're moving back into the flow of the ocean, that maybe you don't feel like you're stagnant. You feel a deeper understanding of the messages you've been receiving, of your own intuition, your own guidance. And this is especially true if you have any water signs, so Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, any water signs between 11 degrees and 14 degrees. Because Neptune is working with you directly and really helping your intuitive development, your emotional development, your ability to be tuned in to higher realms. Now, if you have any planets or points at the Earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, between 11 degrees and 14 degrees, Neptune in Pisces is also helping you trust more. And you're looking for that in tangible, physical ways, things you can touch, things you can create. But it's like making sure that you're not too fixated on the physical world, and you can sense the energy of something. You can sense, you know, what your intuition is telling you, your feelings around it, and that you aren't only connecting with what you can see, but you're also supported in developing more of your crown chakra and third eye chakra. You are supported in developing more of these spiritual gifts of your intuitive faculties. And that's going to pick up as Neptune moves direct, because it's going to be covering territory that it's already traversed throughout 2017. And so this is when you could see a payoff of what you've been feeling or sensing. When you could feel that something is really healing and moving ahead, it could be that sense of, I understand now what these messages are about, what I'm meant to learn, how I'm supposed to grow, where I'm healing this, and also how some things are really spiritual energies that we can't explain with our logical minds. And can you accept that and integrate that into your life? Because Neptune in Pisces is really out there. Neptune entered Pisces back in 2011. And we are only at 11 degrees of it. We've only gone to 14 degrees of it. So we're just about the halfway point. And this is really supposed to help us all with our spiritual development and our spiritual growth. And how you use that to tune into the collective, and how you use those gifts to give back. The Pisces and Neptune energy have a lot of compassion. They want to help people. They want you to heal. It's like you discover more about your spiritual gifts so you can find more forgiveness, more compassion, more understanding of what's been going on in your life, and then you can move forward with greater unconditional love. So that would be a great thing to focus on, is where in your life do you need to apply more unconditional love to yourself or to other people, to the world, to your family? Unconditional love is the greatest healing balm. And as Neptune and Pisces move direct, that's where we can embrace it more and just go into the flow of it and say, oh, okay, I don't want to carry this anymore. I don't want to hold this grudge. I don't want to fight. I don't want to be angry. I don't even want to do this dance with somebody. I just want to let it go. I just want to let it go. So where in your world do you really need to let it go? And this is something that can come and go in waves. Remember, it's the ocean. There's the tides. There's high tide. There's low tide. You know, it might not feel stable, but if you keep returning to that unconditional love for yourself, for another, it's going to help you with the detachment and releasing judgment. It's going to help you detach from the ego mind and from the physical body's stuff. And this will be a just, I feel like this is just so strong for so many of us right now. It's almost like you didn't realize you were fighting something, or you didn't realize you were holding a fear. And when you realize you have the choice to no longer have that in your energy field, you could feel this giant exhale and release. I mean, just trust what comes to mind right now as I'm talking. What comes to mind for you that you just don't want to do anymore? You know, you don't want to even engage with someone. I've had this difficult person in my life. I'll tell you my story here. It's a professional contact for most of this year. And it's really caused me turmoil. And it's because on one hand, I can see what I'm learning. And on the other hand, I can see that it's not even worth my energy. And so there's this whole dynamic of, well, what do you put energy towards so that you can speak your truth, you can say what you need to say, you can do the professional dance. And then on a higher level, you know, I'm just over this. I'm not going to engage. This isn't worth my energy. It pulls you down, right? And so this person, she just would like, I felt like she pulled me down kind of to the bottom of the ocean. And I'm taking full responsibility that there was a part of me that could go there. I could easily go there. And but my higher self knew it wasn't worth it. And so you don't respond, or you don't engage, and you don't go into it, and you let it be, and you practice detachment. And I've just felt this huge transition this week with it, where I just have zero energy for it. I just don't care in a clean way. You know how you can say you don't care about something, and then underneath it, you really, really still care? You're like, no, I know I really care. I'm just trying not to care. But when it's a clean detachment, it's all good. Right? You're like, yeah, it's all good. Like she was learning this, and I was learning this, and she was doing this, and I was doing this, and, you know, and it's all good. Just, you know, we're going to just put it in the ocean and let it float away, and that's that. And, you know, it's like blessings, gratitude. Okay, I got it. And now I don't have to go into it anymore. So that's what this energy really is. It's like, what do you not have to go into? And how can you coast and just drift on the top of the ocean instead of feel like you're being pulled into something that is not really the best or highest use of your energy? We all have this. We all have this. And one thing that it's easy to forget that other people have this, especially if you're online too much, because you could buy into people's images and their facade. That's also part of this Neptune and Pisces energy. Are the untruths, the facade, where you daydream, where you aren't connected to reality, where you're not even aware of what's happening. So the Neptune in Pisces is asking us to check in with ourselves. And are you living in an illusion? Whether that's an illusion of yourself, an illusion of your life, an illusion of you know, something else that isn't who you really are. So, again, it comes back to this message I was talking about earlier about the truth, right? Of like, what truth of yourself are you not seeing? And what truth of yourself are you ready to see? Because on the higher levels, you're aware of it, whether that's psychically, intuitively, or energetically. And when you can see that you were just learning a lesson, when you were just moving through something and you were doing your best, and you can apply greater unconditional love to yourself, it can set you free. It can set you free. And then you will feel it energetically. You'll just feel, oh, I didn't realize how much energy my ego mind was taking up. So much of our journey is this whole dance between our ego mind, physical self, physical world, and our spiritual selves, and our, you know, the fact that, okay, well, what do I want to choose energetically? What feels right for me? Where do I find and connect with the truth of who I am and my needs and what's important to me right now? This week is really big for that. It's really big for that. And it's asking you to trust your own feelings even more. Now, we still have our girl Venus in Scorpio. And, of course, Jupiter's in Scorpio. Now, these two are going to require us to dig in deeper to those emotional truths and to what's under the surface. So our work in that area is still happening. It's not quite done yet. There is a shift because the sun is out of Scorpio, but we still have these parts of ourselves that are in these swampy realms. So make the most of it, because here's the other thing that's really important to understand is that you have to do the deeper work of Scorpio to get to the higher wisdom of Sagittarius. The zodiac is connected for a reason. The way it's laid out is just phenomenal, because it's like all these, you can connect the dots and really see how it all works together. So the Scorpio stuff has to be intense so that we get to it, right? We see it. We're like, okay, I'm going to grab this gold nugget, and I get it. And then you get the rewards of Sagittarius and the celebration and the light and the peace and the, you know, all the good stuff that Sag brings. So we're still doing this work. Venus in Scorpio is about our feminine energies and the unhealthy feminine energies that we can have at times when we're in fear, because Scorpio's got that stinger and it'll come for you when it needs to. So in Venus and Scorpio, you know, she can be down and dirty, and she can be a mean girl, and she can be bitchy, and she can be manipulative, and she can be gossipy, and I mean the yucky stuff of feminine energies that I believe every woman knows on some level. You know, we most of us have our inner bitch, and that's okay, because that can be part of how she's had to survive. And then when you look at it consciously, or you experience someone else's inner bitch and you're like, ouch, that hurts, but I don't want to be that way in the world, or I don't want that person in my life, or I'm not comfortable around her, I don't feel safe with that energy, then you make choices that really support you. So Venus in Scorpio is showing us where we're healing and have the option to change what the inner bitch is showing us. Now our dude Mars, he is at 19 degrees of Libra right now, and he's going to be in Libra until about the middle of December, so we still got some ways to go. And Mars in Libra, as I've talked about, he's not comfortable in this sign because he doesn't want to sit at the table and talk about it. He wants to go take action. He wants to get things moving. He's paralyzed. He has to weigh the pros and cons and look at things objectively. And Mars is really subjective. Mars is really about, well, this is what I want to do, because it's your masculine energies. In your chart, Mars is your masculine energy, how you go for what you want, your desires, your assertiveness, your ability to define a goal, set your sights on the goal and go for it. It's how you are able to connect with other people from a more confident place. So Mars is the masculine energies. Venus is the feminine energies. And right now, the two of them are what's been called a mutual reception. That means that Mars is in Libra, which is a Venus sign, and Venus is in Scorpio, which is a Mars energy. So they're in each other's space. They're in each other's clothes. They don't feel comfortable in their own clothes, but they recognize that the other one is in their outfit that they want to be wearing. And so the relationship dynamics are kind of weird right now. They're kind of off. You could either feel like you're connecting with people or not, because they're not in the clothes they want to be wearing. Mars in Libra is a little bit more contemplative, and he can go into comparison, and we can really be in our heads with our masculine selves. Like, we can be thinking it out, and what do I want to say, and what are the best words, and what if I do this, or what if I do that? Like he's more of a diplomat, and he talks it out, and he looks at both sides. When Mars goes into Scorpio later on in December, he gets his balls back. Like, he is like, this is me, and he goes for it, and he's passionate, and he's in charge and focused, ambitious, sexual. Like, he just gets fired up. Mars does great when he is in Scorpio. So until then, you could feel like you're on the sidelines with some part of your life, the masculine energy in your life, whether this is the men in your life or just you feeling in alignment with what you want. You're just figuring it out. You're thinking about it. You're in your head. You're like, well, it could be this or it could be that. It's actually quite indecisive. So keep that in mind, that if it doesn't feel like you're really clear on your next steps, it will be clearer in December. And it will be clearer because Mars is really going to feel like he has his energy. And it's been a while since he's had his energy. Now, I'm going to go grab my ephemeris, which I normally have in front of me, and give you some dates, because it could just help for planning to know that, okay, this is when I'm going to really have the emotional passion behind my action, behind my choices, behind going for what I want. Okay, so I'm just bringing up my dates here. And Mars goes into Scorpio December 10th. Let me see here. What else did I want to cover? Well, we still have Jupiter in Scorpio at 9 degrees. And he's just kind of moving along, revealing secrets, showing us more about our emotional truths, helping us heal our shadow, helping us heal the parts of ourselves that we felt shame around. I know that in a previous show I talked about how Brené Brown's work is a beautiful archetype for Scorpio. And she is a Scorpio, so how perfect is that? But she talks about shame, guilt, vulnerability, imperfection, belonging. Talk about the major life themes and things that we're healing, right? So I would recommend checking out any books by Brené Brown for anything that's coming up for you, because Jupiter in Scorpio is going to help you understand the wisdom of this information and what you're learning. I made the show a little longer this week. It's at 45 minutes instead of 30 minutes, just to make sure I cover everything. We have Saturn is approaching 27 degrees of Sagittarius, and he's going to end his journey through Sagittarius December 20th. And on December 21st, we will have the winter solstice, which is the day when both the Sun and Saturn move into Capricorn. I mean, that's a wow thing. The synchronicity of both planets moving into Capricorn on the same day, that's big. So you know there's going to be some real serious energy shift at the winter solstice, and reminding us about our work, what's important to us for the long term, where we need to make our commitments and take disciplined action. So that's going to be big, and I'll be talking about that more as we approach the upcoming winter solstice here in the northern hemisphere. Of course, the summer solstice in the southern hemisphere. So, my friends, I wish you a beautiful Thanksgiving if you're in the United States. I hope it's a day of gratitude, laziness, good food. Maybe you go over the top and you sleep it off and then you do something to balance it all out, you know, get on the treadmill. But I hope you have a great holiday. Maybe get some good deals, whether that's with Cyber Monday, Black Friday, or wherever you shop. I do want to let you know that one of the books that has been released called Modern Heroine Soul Stories, this is a book that I created and published with 23 other remarkable, amazing women who share their soul stories. This book is on sale right now. It's 99 cents, and it's part of Giving Tuesday, where when you buy the book, we are donating all of the profits to Women for Women International. And when you buy a paperback copy, you can download the Kindle version for free. So you could buy a paperback copy for yourself or for a girlfriend as a holiday gift, and then you also receive the Kindle version for free. So again, check that out, Modern Heroine Soul Stories. It is on Amazon, and it should be on Barnes & Noble as well. And it's being distributed to more book channels such as Kobo and Apple, iBookstore. So check that out, Modern Heroine Soul Stories. It's part of Giving Tuesday, where we're giving all the profits to a nonprofit, and we hope it benefits you, that it really inspires you and connects you with what more women are healing and experiencing on their journey. Thank you so much for joining me. I wish you a beautiful, happy, blessed, long holiday weekend, and I'll see you back here next Wednesday, and we will be approaching December and some big energies in December, so I look forward to sharing that with you soon. Take good care, and I'll see you soon. Namaste.